This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And coming up, we have more comedy records. Yes, indeed, it's a second week of the silly, crazy, and wacky tunes that we have in our library. So please, giggle along. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the third weekend of August in 1956. And as we get back to the hits from this week 70 years ago, there's a movie song at number 5. So we might as well head into the cinema and see what's playing up on the big screen this weekend. Well, first up, the cartoons, and the latest from Bugs Bunny is Half Fair Hair. Our favorite rabbit boards the Chattanooga Choo Choo and finds a pair very similar to Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton. And there's Stupor Duck. Daffy Duck plays the hero. And to the main features, a couple of family flicks. The Ambassador's Daughter has Olivia de Havilland, John Forsythe, Myrna Loy, and Adolph Monju. There's The Catered Affair with another solid lineup. Bette Davis, Ernest Borgnine, Debbie Reynolds, Barry Fitzgerald, and Rod Taylor. Fun with Judy Holliday and Paul Douglas in Solid Gold Cadillac. Bob Hope stars with Eva Marie Saint in That Certain Feeling. And Martin and Lewis head out west for Pardners.
Hi, I've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm not hard to find. I'm in the loser section.
Gee, it certainly was a big thrill being your partner.
Being my partner? On account of you, I lose a rodeo, I lose Cuddles, and my boss is going to lose her ranch, partner.
I was only trying to help.
You do me a favor?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Don't help.
What?
Don't help. Now get out of here.
No, I came here to see you. I'm Wade.
Wade who?
Wade Kingsley Jr.
You're sick.
No, I'm all right.
You're sick.
No, I'm well. I'm Wade Kingsley Jr. Look.
All right, boys. Get on that posse and ride.
Wade Kingsley Jr. That's what they mean by a family skeleton, huh?
For musicals this weekend, there's the film version of The King and I with Yul Brynner and Deborah Carr. Tyrone Power plays in The Eddie Duchin Story with Kim Novak. And there's a musical version of The Philadelphia Story, High Society, with Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Celeste Holm. For adventure, there's Moby Dick with Gregory Peck and Richard Basehart. Safari has Victor Mature and Janet Leigh. For crime drama, there's A Cry in the Night, starring Edmund O'Brien, Brian Dunleavy, Natalie Wood, Raymond Burr, and Richard Anderson. A Kiss Before Dying with Robert Wagner, Jeffrey Hunter, and Joanne Woodward. And the biography of boxer Rocky Graziano, highly fictionalized, but still a good film with Paul Newman and Sal Mineo.
With a C note, I figure I can buy me a heater. Pay some slob to point it at the old guy while I make a score inside. Then I'll have enough dough to get me the flower stand.
Romulo, you gotta get off this kick. You're gonna wind up with a bullet in your head.
Now, what are you talking?
Well, it ain't worth it, don't you understand? Anyway, you can't make any real dough selling flowers.
So who's gonna sell flowers? That's just the front, Rocky. I'm gonna have me the prettiest, the sweetest smelling bookie joint in the east side. All I need is a heater and a slob to point it.
I don't want to lose you. Can't you understand that? You're going to get killed if you don't wise up and turn the leaf, you pathetic little jerk.
What's the use of turning the leaf? Look at you. You tried it, didn't you? They wouldn't let you get away with it. We ain't got a chance, guys like us, do we? Do we, Rocky?
And also at the movies this weekend, Alfred Hitchcock remakes himself with The Man Who Knew Too Much, starring Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day. And from the film comes the aforementioned record at number 5.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours. Que será, será. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que será, será. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que said I'll, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Kay said I, what will be, Kay said I,
32-year-old Doris Day, and whatever will be, que sera, sera, with the Frank Duvall Orchestra. Sitting at number 5 this weekend in 1956 on the Billboard magazine Jukebox chart, that would become her 6th million-selling record and would make it all the way up to number 2. And one of the songs that kept it from being a number 1 was sitting just ahead of it. It's My Prayer by the Platters.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. In blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine. Same for as long as we live.
The Platters, Tony Williams, David Lynch, Paul Robey, Herb Reed, and Zola Taylor. That was My Prayer. At number 4 this week in 1956, it would be a million seller, their 3rd since they debuted on the charts last October. Now, of course, the song was a hit back in 1939 for both the Ink Spots and Glenn Miller, but the Platters did what those two acts couldn't do, take My Prayer to number 1. It's already topped the sales chart, and this week it's number 1 on the radio survey. And next week would be the most played record on the jukeboxes. On today's stroll down memory lane, we find ourselves back in the 3rd weekend of August in 1956. Let's check out some of the headlines from the Society page. Wedding bells on July 29th for Marilyn Monroe. She married playwright Arthur Miller, and they spent their honeymoon in a secluded, spacious nest near London. Also getting hitched, heiress Gloria Vanderbilt to director Sidney Lumet. Both are 32. It's her 3rd time. Breaking up, Gene Kelly and Betsy Blair after 15 years. Tyrone Power and Linda Christian are calling it quits after 7 years. Splitsville of a different kind on July 24th at New York's Copacabana Club. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis performed their last show together. The partnership lasted one day short of 10 years. We bid farewell to Bela Lugosi, who died of a heart attack at age 73, and artist Jackson Pollock in a car crash. He was 44. 54-year-old Ed Sullivan survived a head-on car crash in Connecticut. The TV host suffered a broken rib and will be out for a few weeks. And architect Frank Lloyd Wright says he's working on plans for a 510-story, mile-high office building he hopes will be built on Chicago's lakefront. He wants to call the structure the Illinois, and if it ever gets built, it'll be the tallest building in the world. And here's some good old-fashioned gossip from here in the summer of 1956. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 3 with Gogie Grant.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Of kin to the wayward wind. Oh, I met him there in a border town. He vowed we'd never part, though he tried his best to settle down. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And he was born the next of kin, the next of kin. Next of kin to the wayward wind.
That has been the smash hit of the summer of 1956, The Wayward Wind from Gogie Grant. It's sitting at number 3 this week, on its way down after 8 weeks at number 1. She was accompanied by the Buddy Bregman Orchestra, and that would go on to be a gold record for the 31-year-old singer born Audrey Ahrensburg in Philadelphia.
For painful sunburn, there's nothing like the cool magic of Noxzema. Medicated Noxzema brings soothing relief in as little as 3 seconds, even to the most severe cases. And greaseless Noxzema never stains your clothes. Lifeguards and first aid hospitals at most famous American beaches have relied for years on greaseless, medicated Noxzema for sunburn. Try it. Yes, the sun can really damage your skin. But you men know that your razor also damages your skin every time you shave. Here's why. Your skin has tiny hills and valleys with the whiskers sprouting from the valleys. When you shave close, you're actually slicing off some top layers of skin. But a Noxzema medicated shave helps heal invisible razor damage. It's a quick, cool, soothing shave. Man, how wonderful your skin feels. Get famous Noxzema Brushless or the new Noxzema Instant. They're medicated.
Hey, they slid 2 commercials into 1 there for Noxzema. Well, here's a bonus hit from this weekend in 1956, just outside of our survey. It's Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra with pianist Eddie Haywood, Canadian Sunset.
Thank you.
Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, joined by Eddie Haywood and Canadian Sunset. That's at number 17 this week, but on its way up, heading to number 2. Part of the soundtrack of the summer of 1956, and we're listening to the memories on Today Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, more comedy records. Here's a fun novelty tune from the Hoosier Hotshots. I like bananas, because they have no bones.
We don't like to whistle.
Punctuation that makes it very clear what you are singing or what you are singing about.
But you can't sing punctuation marks.
Oh, yes, my system, the phonetic punctuation. You see, I have a system I call the phonetic punctuation. And that means that you add sounds to the punctuation marks. So anybody who understands the system will know what it is all about. For instance, a period sounds like this. Could you turn the other way when you do that?
That's period?
Well, it's your show. You can wherever you want.
I don't know.
That's the period. Then a dash is...
Good.
And an exclamation point is a vertical dash with a period underneath. Then the comma. Quotation are two commas.
Oh.
Question mark is rather difficult.
Question mark?
Yeah. No, your isn't long enough.
Oh.
Okay. Just a colon and the dash.
A colon?
A colon.
I'm
sorry.
No. Okay.
Yeah, and the dash.
That dash, right? But what are we going to do it, or how do you sing these things?
Well, you sing a song, and I'll do the punctuation mark, and then I will ask you to sing a song with the punctuation mark. Just get used to it. It's nothing.
Oh, all right. Okay, well.
I finally learned it myself.
All right. Remember the night? The night you said. I love you. Remember?
Hey, now that's great. Now why don't you sing, and I'll try the punctuations. Maybe I can do it. I don't know.
Well, I only sing for funerals, but...
All right. All right.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. A Monday is the best. Never on a Sunday. Of course, that's my day of rest.
That's...
No, sometimes it doesn't come out.
It doesn't come out at all.
Then you save it for the next time.
Oh. Well, here goes. I'll try some, you know. Myself, I have to do this? How can I do it myself? Fly me to the moon.
That's a good one.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Good.
In other words, hold my hand.
Well, you can get clean on this show.
You sing now, Victor. You sing.
Again, I'm crying.
You sing. Yeah. Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria!
Wunderbar, what a perfect night for love. Who are you? Why is it truly wunderbar? Shall we dance?
On a bright cloud of music, shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye?
A female deer, red, me, a name I call myself, draw a long way to run. So,
fun with punctuation there. Victor Borga on the Dean Martin Show sometime in 1969. And before that, the Hoosier Hot Shots from 1935, I Like Bananas. Well, we don't play a whole lot of Elvis Presley records around here once in a while, but, you know, he was mainly rock and roll, and that's not really our genre here. But this one fits right into our theme today.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Why do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Oh, Lord, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, God. Oh, man, I tell you. And I had no cause to doubt you. Say you, baby. Shall I come again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
It was August 26, 1969, at the International Hotel in Las Vegas, when Elvis Presley began singing Are You Lonesome Tonight? Well, a few bars in, you heard him make the joke about gazing at your bald head and wishing you had hair. And that's because a man in the audience either lost or took off his toupee, depending on the story. There's one version where the guy takes off his toupee and started twirling it on his finger. Or there's a version that says a woman was trying to get past him and accidentally knocked his toupee off his head. Not really sure, but it cracked up Elvis. And thankfully, the tape was rolling that night, and it's become a classic. And it's given us a good laugh today, here on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 70 years to August of 1956. And some recent notable events from our world. On June 29th, President Eisenhower signed a Federal Aid Highway Act, creating the interstate highway system. On July 30th, he signed a joint resolution of Congress, authorizing In God We Trust as the U.S. national motto. And earlier this month, the president played golf for the first time since his abdominal operation back in June. He told the press he was feeling fine. Meanwhile, down at the grocery store this weekend, we were getting a half gallon of milk for 50 cents, or maybe the milkman was delivering it to us. A loaf of bread is about 20 cents, and eggs are 49 cents a dozen. Watermelons going for 49 cents, seedless grapes 2 pounds for 29 cents, and peaches for canning, $3.19 a bushel. And if you are canning, quart mason jars are $1.05 a dozen. And if you're talking about canning, that means school's about to start. And this season, Levi's denim jeans will be available in exclusive Verta stripes. They say it's rich-looking denim with muted vertical striping woven right in. It comes in tan, gray, blue, or green. And there's Levi's double knee jeans for the youngster who plays hard. And we've been saving up our money, so how about a new automobile? The average price of a new one is $2,100. And to make it go, gasoline going for 23 cents a gallon. And if you're buying a new home, the average price, $22,000. And if we have any change left over, maybe we'll buy the new Patti Page record. It's at number 2.
Allegheny moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine on tonight. Allegheny moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, shine, please shine. among the stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him all. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love.
Allegheny moon.
So shine, shine, shine. The stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me and for my one and only love. Shine on me tonight, Allegheny moon.
The hits for 28-year-old Patti Page haven't been quite as plentiful as they were earlier in the decade, but she's getting on track again thanks to her new musical director at Mercury Records, Vic Schoen. Allegheny Moon. That would become her 12th gold record and peaked on the charts right where it is this week at number 2. Well, here's another bonus record from this weekend in 1956, a little further down the chart, and one that fits into our theme this week. Comedian and storyteller Eddie Lawrence, the old philosopher.
Hiya, folks. Say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it. And you show the world, you show the world to get off. You never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off. You say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106. And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour. And your bridge just broke and you pasted it together with bubble gum and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man. And your shoelace just busted. And you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns. And your daughter's gone out with a convict. And your wife just confessed she gave your last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hanger. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in this house with that dignity and stick to it that you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder, she's scared of the dark and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast and you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in the push and your boat falls down in the mud, and a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly, and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth, and you can't move, and the mud's rising up to your nostrils, and you're sinking fast, and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with that dignity and stick-to-itiveness, and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
That's Eddie Lawrence, the old philosopher. At number 55 on the Hot 100 this weekend, it would make it to number 34. Lawrence had been a club comedian in the New York area. He played mostly small clubs, but he also showed up on radio and Broadway. But this recording was the breakthrough. The old philosopher paved the way for a long career. He had a very devoted following, and he passed away in 2014 at the age of 95. We're a laughing stock today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a few things to take care of. Like a reminder about the show website, oldtimesradio.com, and our archives section. You can go there and listen anytime you'd like. I think we have about a year's worth of past shows that you can listen to, so if you ever happen to miss one on your local affiliate, well, check the website. We usually have the previous weekend posted by Tuesday or Wednesday. And speaking of our wonderful, amazing affiliates, you can find a list of the stations that run this show on the website, along with our schedule of shows. Be sure to follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, one final comedy song for the day. This will be our last laugh. It's the Smothers Brothers.
Pull that cabbage down, boy. Turn that whole thing round. Pull that cabbage down, boy. Turn that whole thing round. The only song I ever did sing is pull that cabbage down. Pull the cabbage out, boy, turn that old kick round. The only song I ever did sing is pull that cabbage down.
Take it, Tom.
No. I said no, I didn't want to take it.
You're supposed to take it. Aren't you a folk singer?
Yes, but I said no because I didn't want to take it.
Wait a minute, you're a folk singer. Have you read the folk singer's guidebook?
Yeah, but I didn't want it.
And what does the guidebook say? It says all folk singers are obligated to do what?
You're obligated to take it.
Without hesitation, without thinking, yep. Like a reflex, Tommy. Take it, Tom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
when
what?
I say take it, hop to it. Pull that cabbage down. Take it, Tom.
Boom, boom, boom. Hundreds of years ago, the railroad started in America. Rugged men of yesteryear went out in the wilderness with vision in their eyes and big 9-pound hammers in their hands. Went out in the wilderness to build the great spider web of steel rails, the transcontinental railroad to span our country, as these men went out in the wilderness and toiled and inched their way across the vast bosom of America.
Thought I'd throw a little sex in the show.
This wasn't just a fun job. There was dangers in this job as they built the railroads up the mountains and down the mountains and in across the deserts and over raging rivers, and they had to span crevices, deep crevices in the ground, and in the bottom of the crevices there was pumas. Just pumas with claws and foam coming out of these pumas' mouth, and the railroad men, they're going, woo, look at those pumas down there! Across the crowd, there's pumas in the crevices.
There were no pumas in the crevices because we don't have pumas here. There are no pumas in America.
Well, maybe some came over to visit.
They don't visit. Now, if you want to keep your story truthful, you get rid of the pumas right now.
I'm not going down that crevice. there was these vicious beasts in these deep crevices, and these rare men said, "Well, look at those vicious beasts in the crevices. They look like pumas." But they weren't. And they were sore afraid, yet the railroads were completed. Yes, the Transcontinental Railroads were completed, and a big feast was transpired for these rugged railroad men. And the sole substance for this big feast for these railroad men, the sole substance was hot cakes boiled in cabbage juice. It's not so popular now. They have to sing about something else.
Myself a bicycle, I learned to ride it well.
Crashed into a telephone pole and broke it all to pieces.
Cabbage down, Boston, that old Cape Brown. The only song I ever did sing was a bowl of cabbage down. Oh, working on the railroad, working all day long.
Take it. You did. Have you ever read the folk singer's manual? It says when someone says it, take it, you're supposed to take it. I said it, take it, and you didn't take it.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Really, I'm sorry.
Well, don't get belligerent. You didn't take it.
I said I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I'm sorry.
But that's okay, then. Don't make any more mistakes.
Working all day long, take it.
Working, 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 working.
Pour the cabbage down, pour the cabbage down. Pour the cabbage, pour the cabbage down, boy. Turn that old cake round. Only song I ever did sing is boil that cabbage down.
The Smothers Brothers, Dick and Tom. There, the brothers were on the final episode of the Jack Benny TV show, April 1965. Another week of comedy in the books on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one hit in the land from this third weekend of August in 1956. But first, the number one news story from that weekend, and it comes from the Middle East.
A new Middle East crisis arises as President Nasser of Egypt tells a wildly cheering crowd in Alexandria that Egypt has seized the internationally owned Suez Canal. His announcement touches off a rapid series of reprisals and counter-reprisals. Britain freezes all Egyptian funds, and Egypt retaliates with the same measures. France lodges a bitter protest and suggests military action. The 85-year-old waterway, of which the United States is the second biggest user, brings a three-power meeting in London to discuss the biggest threat this year has posed to world peace.
Gamal Abdel Nasser became Egypt's second president on June 23rd and then nationalized the canals on the 26th of July. Weeks earlier, the United States and Great Britain withdrew its financial support of the Aswan Dam project, after Egypt had completed an arms deal with Czechoslovakia, and because of its support of mainland China, while the West backed Taiwan. The U.S. sought a diplomatic solution to the problem. Britain and France, however, viewed the situation as a threat to their national interest, and behind the scenes sought a military solution with Israel, invading the Sinai Peninsula and marching toward the Suez. That would happen in October. But as of middle August, there was optimism that a peaceful solution could be reached. The crisis at the Suez Canal, the top news story this weekend, 1956. And here in the USA, the number one record on Billboard Magazine's jukebox chart is the second for one of the hottest singing stars around. It's Pat Boone. I almost lost my mind.
When I lost my baby.
Baby.
I almost lost my mind. When I lost my baby,
baby,
I almost lost my mind. My head is in a spin since she's left me behind. Went to see the gypsy and had my merchant read. I went to see the gypsy and had my fortune read. I hung my head in sorrow when she said what she said. Well, I can tell you was not so good. Well, I can tell you people, the news was not so good. She said your baby's left you this time. She's gone for good.
Gone for good.
Boo.
At a time when it was difficult for R&B performers to get their foot in the door at the major record labels and also get played by the big-time DJs, Pat Boone was becoming a star by covering some of those R&B hits. His versions were much smoother and genteel, but Pat was serving as a bridge to the growing rhythm and blues-based rock and roll, which soon would explode. And that was a number one hit for Ivory Joe Hunter in 1950, I Almost Lost My Mind. That's the fifth top ten for 22-year-old Charles Eugene Pat Boone, who was born in Jacksonville but raised in Nashville. It's his third million seller and second chart topper, spending 4 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1956. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.